coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg here with you. To say that the past year or so has been a roller coaster ride vis-a-vis the Meadowlands for Jeff Garrow would be quite the understatement, but he is a resilient individual. And in just over 2 weeks, touch wood, Jeff will be taking over operational control of the Meadowlands racetrack. And on Trot Radio, we get an update from the Big M Savior himself. Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join us. You've had a lot of hiccups along the way in getting the keys, let's say, to Meadowlands. December 5th is a date that was previously announced as a turnover date. Are you still on track for that? What's the latest?
Well, I'm trying. Our goal is to close on December 5th. We've still got a lot of work to do, paperwork mainly. Still, I would like to get it done and move on from there.
Yeah, how much of a factor is the ongoing, let's call it ongoing, battle with some of the tellers at the track? And it looks as though there's only two of them that are sticking to their guns and trying to put up legal barriers. Has that been looked after?
I'm not sure. Actually, I'm having dinner with one of the representatives of the tellers tonight, and hopefully to see, to just explain my position. I don't quite understand what they think, why they think, what the contract we signed is unreasonable. I thought they made a very good deal, even though it was done by the executive committee. I don't think it would have, what the executive, the people I negotiated with, made a good deal. So we'll see. I'm not worried all that much about that.
Okay, well, because I understand it's down to about two tellers.
They're not suing me. They're suing the union. So there's a restraining order that prevents the union itself from signing a contract with us. So, basically, we'll see how that works out.
Okay. Is that going to affect the December 5th turnover?
I don't think so. Assuming that, I think we've offered all the tellers a job, and the vast majority of them have agreed to come to work.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. Now, the Aqueduct Racino has been doing well since its opening. I believe it was last month. Mm-hmm. Is that going to have an impact on what is going on when the Big M reopens in 2012?
I don't think so. We're really not related to... It's really unrelated.
You're talking two different breeds, and therefore you don't see
two different breeds. Plus the Aqueduct Casino has nothing to do with the racetrack. So that's really, it's really the only one in New York where the casino operator and the racing operator are different.
Isn't that odd?
It's very odd, and we'll see how that works out.
Now, well, just as an aside, will Aqueduct as a racetrack reap some of the benefits from the casino revenues?
Oh yeah, they receive a big benefit. They receive a significant portion of the casino revenue goes to NYRA for the purpose of supplementing purses and paying their bills and some capital improvement things. So yeah, it's totally.
Which leads us to my next question, which has to do with some New Jersey legislators wanting, and you must be happy about this, wanting to put through legislation that would bring slots into the Meadowlands. What do you think the chances of that ever happening are?
Well, I hope they're excellent.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, in the next 2 years. I think that New York will ultimately get table games in 2014, and I think that that will put the spotlight on New Jersey as to that point. I don't think Atlantic City will be able to argue that having a casino at the Meadowlands would hurt them, because the only people, would hurt New York and Pennsylvania tracks, but it wouldn't hurt Atlantic City any longer, because most of the northern New Jersey people would be going to New York and Pennsylvania, not to Atlantic City.
Okay. Let's look ahead to 2012. Another, let's call it, project of yours is to get the three-year-old stars to stay on the track, but that doesn't look like a lot of the stars will be in 2012. Broadband, Daylon Magician, Man of Many Missions, Roll with Joe, their connections have all announced plans for them to stand at stud in 2012. Now, from your presentation at the World Trotting Conference, you stated the following: starting with the foals of 2013, if the sire is 4 years old and doesn't meet certain requirements related to an injury, their foals won't be eligible to race in stakes at Tioga, Vernon, or the Meadowlands. So I guess the question is, will their offspring be eligible to your stakes?
It all depends. They would have to submit information from a veterinarian certifying that they're not capable of racing at four. Yeah. And once we get that, we would then have to make a decision whether or not we want to have our own veterinarian examine the horse. To be honest, it's been a strange year because none of the three-year-olds have really, are the caliber of stars that. I'm really hoping to keep racing. We don't have, Some Beat Somewhere or Muscle Hill or Dewey or Donato in that group where they dominated, at three. None of the four horses that you mentioned, would really make all that much of a difference. But having said that, I'm probably going to insist that they do provide information stating that they're not capable of racing at four, although I'm so busy that I don't know whether I really want to be distracted this year with the effort that would go into it. But I think the sport, if we don't do this, the sport has no future. Mm-hmm. And anybody can tell me whatever they want. I thought it was very interesting how the fact that there was no Zenyatta this year affected the Breeders' Cup.
Yep.
Their TV ratings went down 70%. So anyone who can tell me it doesn't make a difference, we have a great opportunity in harness racing to do something that the thoroughbreds will definitely never do. And if we don't take advantage of it, then we're stupid. But, I understand, and this is, America, and people can do whatever they want, but...
Yeah. Have you had contact? Have you had contact with the connections? And if so, what have you said to them about this call it a concept, but, a dictate of yours?
Yeah, I've had contact, and I've had contact with two of the four, and basically they told me that they did not think that their horse was sound enough to race at four. And I think one of the side benefits of what I was trying to accomplish would be that we would probably have sounder horses, because the stallions that people would want to breed to would be those that could race at four and were sound enough to race at four.
Okay.
So, I think personally, we're not breeding the sound. We're breeding fast horses, but we're not breeding sound horses. And anyone who tells you different is just... I mean, if you look at the three-year-old trotters this year, it was just a so-so crop, to be honest. And I think that's because we break them down at two. If you took the program from Pocono Downs for the Breeders' Crown in 2010 and looked to see how many of those horses came back to race in 2011, you'd be shocked at how few of them raced well.
And not only that, which of the passive fans would remember who the two-year-olds were?
Nobody. We have an opportunity, and like I said, everybody likes the fact that I'm saving the Meadowlands, but when it comes to doing something to help, it's certainly very possible that some of these horses aren't sound enough to race at four. I couldn't tell you, and obviously I would expect that they're, that within the next couple of weeks we'll get a veterinarian certificate saying that they're not sound enough to race at four.
And
at that point I'll have to make my own decision whether we believe that I would hope that the veterinarians would not put their name on a letter saying a horse isn't sound unless they were believed in it, and my guess is that probably the best thing to do would be for us to, have these horses examined at one of the veterinary colleges where they have the equipment to test the horse.
An independent party.
Independent. I don't want to put the onus on any individual veterinarian, because a lot of them are my friends, and I know they have clients, and it's clearly a conflict.
Been a busy guy when you're not trying to save meadowlands and run two other tracks, and when you're not being bothered by rude news anchors at Fox. I was looking over that April interview when you were on.
That was ugly.
She was.
I came across okay. She came across.
Everybody,
even my right wing friends thought she was awful. So it,
boy, when a right winger says that the Fox anchor went over the top, they
was crazy.
Anyway, that's another story. You bought some horses at Harrisburg, some yearlings. Any of those Ontario sired?
Actually, one.
Okay.
One was somebody bought one of my horses. That's Ontario sired, and I took a piece. And actually, I had a horse this year that finished second in the two-year-old filly championship in Canada. So that horse, you know, it's a great program. The horse never left Ontario and won $160,000.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a terrific program that they have up there. I'm jealous, to tell you the truth. It's a terrific program. I'm probably going to lose out on the Breeders' Awards because, you know, I'm probably going to keep the mares at my farm rather than ship them up to Canada.
Sure.
But I understand why they're doing that, although it is what it is.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much, Jeff Burrell. You've always been a good friend of this program. You've always made yourself available to the media. And continued success. Keep at it. We're behind you.
Okay, I appreciate it, Norm. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.